everybody. Say if you happen to have an extra reel out there, you might try it. This one reel has a crack and it seems though it kind of gets caught. I'd go and get one, but I don't know just where to find one today. It's Sunday. Well, I guess Dad told you all about our trip home. And guess what we had to eat on the plane coming home? Fried chicken. Well, it was pretty good, and the flight was very nice. It was sure nice to have the kids all there to meet us. It just made things a little bit easier. They even brought us a couple of popcorn balls. Dad said he liked them better than the ones we made out there. The ones that they brought were the regular kind that we always make. So maybe they're the best, even though they're a little harder to make. I've been looking around my kitchen, Pat, to see if there's room anywhere for a dishwasher. I sure miss it, especially evenings. It'd sure be nice not to have to do dishes. But of course, with just the two of us, it isn't too bad. I haven't done any baking since I got home. I bought a frozen mince pie and made that. I guess maybe we got our fill of sweets while we were out there, and I hope that you folks can get your digestive systems settled down now. I got up and went to church this morning. I guess a lot of people must still be on vacation because there weren't too many there. And when I got home, I found my friend is in the hospital again, so I went over to see her for a little while this afternoon. I have special permission to go in and see her. The only other ones who get in are her brother and one nephew. Our Bosie was sure glad to see us when we got home. The kids had him in the car, and oh, he just had a fit. So now he's just an old folks dog again, laying around here with Papa. I guess he did have a little trouble while we were gone, but the kids wouldn't tell us about it. Fern had to take him to the vet. He had constipation. And I guess he was pretty bad there for a couple days. So they had to give him a shot. And the vet said, well, he could have got into something or it could be nerves. Now I can just hear you laugh about that, Jim. You'll never believe how early we've been going to bed here a couple nights. I think the night after we got home, that is, yeah, Wednesday night, I was in bed, probably 8:15. And I was sound asleep and the phone rang. And I thought, who in the world's calling in the middle of the night? Well, it was only 9:00, and it was Muriel. She and the boys had just got home from Crested Butte, and she said she told them that, well, the folks are probably in bed, but I'm going to call anyway. So she wondered how we got home. She said Crested Butte was crawling with Texans. They're all up there to ski, so by the time they left, they were talking with the Texas drawl, too. She was planning on having a big New Year's Eve party. She had 50 people invited. I think they were just the college people. So anyway, she's keeping busy. Things are a little different. No snow yet. It's kind of cloudy today. It's been a little bit cool. I've had a sinus headache for a couple days. But I finally got over that. My legs and feet are better, but I don't seem to have a lot of ambition. And I don't feel like getting up so early in the morning like I did out there. And Dad says he slept better out there, so you see, San Diego has its assets, as well as the rain. We've been watching the paper, and it doesn't seem as though you've had any rain since we left. I don't know how Dad happened to get one side of this tape filled up. I think he told you most of the news. And you know, I'm not such a great talker at times. but I do want you to know that we appreciate everything you did for us. Pat, you were so good to us and to Dad and all of you. And we're going to miss the kids. And I hope, Cheryl, you're coming along with your knitting. The kids here go back to school on Tuesday. By this time, Mark, you've probably delivered a few papers. Well, you can imagine what a stack of Christmas mail and bills and things we had when we got home, so we finally got all the cards opened and the notes read. It was nice to have them. Fern saw Connie McClung the other day. She's working at the May DNF over in Westland. I guess she and Ed have sold their house and they're living in an apartment. You know, there was a separation there for a while, but they are together again now. Well, I got the brown slacks hemmed up, and I've worn those and the new blouse. Looks real nice. Feels good, too. Fern ordered a poncho pattern. She hasn't brought it over yet, but you can see I'm going to be busy again. There's a potluck luncheon Thursday that I can go to if I want to. And they have all sorts of things lined out for a person to do, so I guess maybe that's a good thing, too. So you see, I'll keep busy. Well, the big Baltimore-Miami game is just starting, so I suppose I'll have to watch a little bit of it. I didn't even get to read on the plane coming home. The night after I got home, the neighbor across the alley called, and he said, "Mrs. Willis, is that you?" I said, "Yeah." He said he just wanted to be sure that it was us in the house, so they were glad that we were home and they'd see the lights on again. So people kind of look after things, but the folks north took care of all the mail and looked after things for us, which was very nice. I guess we never did get to use up that can of sauerkraut, Pat. So you'll have to try that yourself. So the first night that we got home, we had sauerkraut and pork chops. How about that? Well, I really can't think of anything else to talk about. Maybe there'll be a little space left on here, and if the kids get over, they might get to say Happy New Year to you. But thanks again for everything. We had a wonderful time. And I don't think Dad's any the worse for it. I think maybe it's did him some good, too, to get away for a while. At least he'll feel that he has seen your house and been with you for a while. Where if we hadn't gone, he'd always be wishing that he could go. So that is some satisfaction for him. I think I'll try to get an appointment to get him into the doctor next week. And see if there's any change. So bye now. Thanks ever so much. We'll be hearing from you, I hope. We'll try to say more next time. Well, hi, this is Monday morning. I thought I was going to finish this tape yesterday, but I didn't get it done. The kids all came over about the half of that last football game. And they didn't stay very long, so there's always so much confusion, and they didn't get to say anything at all. And then later in the evening, some friends came by. These friends of ours had been out to this new Japanese steakhouse for dinner, and I had to give her a dose of Alka-Seltzer when she got here. They said it really wasn't worth the price for that kind of food. I hate to tell you this, but baby, it's cold outside today. Right now it's about 8 degrees and it's dropping. My thermometer out in front said about 8 when I was out there doing a little shoveling, and now it's almost down to zero. So it's getting a little colder. It started last evening, and it was really blowing. There's a good drift in front of the garage door. So I don't think I'll get that cleaned away today. I did get a little cleaned off out in front. The neighbor south shoveled part on the street, and the neighbors north had gone to stay at the Sun's overnight, and they haven't come home yet. They usually do some shoveling for me. So if I have enough energy, I may walk over to the corner and get some letters mailed and get your tape off. If I have enough ambition, I might clean the drift away from front of the garage door. You know, it's surprising, but it's really kind of hard around here to find somebody to shovel. When Pelzels are home, they've been doing it for me, and this is the first big storm we've had. There must be at least 4 or 5 inches out there, and of course where it's drifted. So maybe we brought that storm home with us. January is supposed to be cold and snowy. The man said last night when New Year's falls on Saturday, we have a cold winter, a blowy spring, and a wet summer. So at least we know what to expect. Now I'm doing a little washing this morning. In between times, I may run out and lift the shovel a bit. Sure wish you were here, Mark. You could do that for me. That'd be good exercise for you. Better than playing football. It really isn't so bad once you get out. It's just the idea of getting all your clothes on, all the warm clothes you can find, and then getting out in it. Well, kids, I think this is about all now. I hope this tape turns out all right. So we'll be talking to you again. Oh, Cheryl, I did get your letter and the tag for the suitcase, and I do thank you so much. We miss you too, and we love you all. Bye-bye now.
But it can be done, and they really do catch some pretty good fish just right down here about 2 blocks from us. Well, we had an office party here in the house. Al's birthday was about the time after we got moved in, so we thought it would be a good occasion to have people over and to have kind of a get-together and show them our house and have a birthday party. So we had that here about a week ago, and it worked pretty well. Just to give you an idea how big the living room is, we had 28 people in here, and it was plenty of room. It wasn't crowded at all. I never realized you could get that many people in here, but you sure can. And we're real tickled with it. The house has worked out even better than we thought. I think so far as our view and the comfort of our living room here. We still are missing 2 carpets. The guy did his carpets. He kind of did as a bad deal. He just didn't pay attention to what he was supposed to do. He didn't follow through on his order. So the 2 carpets they told us in the first place would take about 5 weeks. Well, that's almost 3 months ago now. Pat went down the other day and finally put her foot down, and you know, they dug out their records, and hell, he hadn't even ordered the thing yet. Of course, you know me, I blew my stack ages ago, but Pat's very impatient about something like that and very tolerant. But then she did want these 2 carpets pretty much too, one's for Mark's room and one's for Cheryl's room, so we still have to wait probably another 3 or 4 weeks before we get those. It's just impossible. You know, they have credit bureaus where people's credit is bad, and I would very, very much like to start a bad service bureau so that anybody that offers you poor service, does a lousy job in that regard, you just put their names on the list, and so you can check them out before you have to go buy from them. I really think that'd be a good thing. We better have Mr. Ralph Nader look into something like that, see if he can't get something like that started for us all. Well, I see this tape is going down on this side, and I'm going to stick it in the mail tonight. So that I hope that you'll have it, if not Thanksgiving Day, why? Well, I guess tomorrow's the day before. No, you won't get it. Maybe the day after Thursday or Saturday you might have a chance to get it. So, goodbye to everybody, and we'll be meeting you at the airplane. Well, it's a week from tomorrow, and we sure glad to have you come out and be with us. Del Fern, everybody, hello. And hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, what about that Sid Gilman? I see now they're rumoring maybe Sid Gilman will go to Denver and start coaching the Denver Broncos, and they're even rumoring Lou Saban may come out to San Diego, but I don't know what's going to happen now. Actually, I thought Sid did a tremendous job in putting together a team that really almost did Oakland in. It was a fantastic football game to watch. And they should have done it, but they didn't quite. But then